That's a segue into our next guest, who I know is a super fan of the Buffalo Sabres.
And Bills.
And the Bills. I know he's got tickets to the Bills. Here's Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst. Do you have seasons to the Sabres as well, Jack, or what?
I had them for a number of years, and after last year, was such a debacle. We had partners, you know, and they all bailed out on us. So I got stuck with all the tickets last year. So I turned to my wife. I said, I went to 7 games last year. They were horrible. And we get stuck with all these tickets. You're giving the tickets away to people. And as right. you know, hockey tickets aren't cheap. So her company has seats. I said, you know what? Here's a novel idea. Why don't we get rid of our tickets and use your company tickets and save some money? So that's what I do now. I go on their dime rather than my dime.
That's
and
a great idea,
I've gone
man.
To a few games. Unfortunately, I can't go tonight. I'm in Toronto. I'm actually standing at a place called Rebel, which is a nightclub.
Yeah,
and it faces this Toronto sky. So I'm standing outside right now looking at the Toronto skyline. It's absolutely spectacular. I'm at the Giants of Africa Mandela event tonight, and it's absolutely spectacular, this place. And so I came outside. I'm freezing my tail off, but I'm happy to chat with you guys.
Well, thank you for doing this. And I mean, that is a great event. Masai's been doing it for quite some time, and I would assume a lot of the players are there, maybe for both teams. I think Philly's in town already. I would assume they are. And I saw earlier today niceties going back and forth. And, you know, Dutch and I have been talking about it throughout the afternoon, how we're living in a different era where you pump the tires of your opponent. And I saw Joel Embiid was pumping the tires of the fan base here in Toronto. And he said he loves playing at the Scotiabank. He loves the fans here. They're energetic. It's wild. It's great. They're kind of like Philly, just not as nasty. And then I heard Lowry was talking about it. He's like, Joel Embiid, he's up for the MVP. This guy's special. I mean, it seems to be a lot of respect between these two teams.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we saw that last week with the Warriors in town as well. And, you know, we are in a different age. A lot of these guys share the same agents or marketing reps and all that. You know, these guys are all – every team's got 15, independent contractors. These guys are all very well paid and looked after, and, you know, they're empowered. And, they represent their team, and they fight for their team, and they fight for their city. At the same time, there's a mutual respect for what each other does. And sometimes the hugs and all that stuff drives me nuts. But I think the quality of our league right now on a nightly basis, and I can't remember who wrote it. I saw it last week, a gentleman from Sports Illustrated. And, it's not just the Warriors. And I think a lot of times, particularly ESPN in the U.S., occasionally get so caught up in LeBron, Warriors, you don't hear anything else. And I think there's so many amazing stories going on, and there's so many great games. I think the fact that we've spread our schedule out a little bit, there's less back-to-backs. I think the quality per night of our games last year and even this year are excellent. And you look at a kid like Jokic last night from Denver.
He's great.
I've been saying this for a few years now. This kid, if you have NBA League Pass, this is a must-watch guy. I mean, this guy, to me, is like Sabonis, and that's not the son in Indiana. It's the father. This kid is a remarkable talent and one of the great young players in our game today. And I think if you did a survey right now of people and asked, hey, who are the best all-time second-round picks, I think he would be right at the top of the list at 24 years old. This kid is amazing.
Man, did he put on a performance last night. And I'm watching that game, and you know who he's built like? And he obviously doesn't play anything like this kid. Rafael Araújo. That's what I was thinking about last night, Jack.
You're killing me.
That's who Rob Babcock thought he was drafting. Like, I know, Araújo didn't have that kind of cerebral vision and all that, and he came out of BYU, and he was more of a conventional big, and it was a brutal pick. But that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, this is the guy. Who you look at him, he doesn't look like an athlete, but his vision is spectacular. He went off for 21 last night, 15 rebounds, 11 assists, I think. Incredible. I mean, that dude, like you said, if you have league pass, make sure you're watching him play.
No, the Denver Nuggets are must-watch. Obviously, Jamal Murray, Trey Lyles, a Canadian, and then you get a kid like Jokic, Mike Malone, obviously.
Millsap's playing great for them, too.
What's that?
Millsap has been great for them, too.
Millsap's been excellent. I mean, Mike Malone's dad coached the Raptors. Mike was an assistant with Team Canada. And You know, so there's a lot to like about the Nuggets, and we'll see them again next Sunday night in Denver. But Jokic is phenomenal. And again, I don't think people talk enough about him. Again, it's too much caught up in the Warriors and LeBron, and there's so many other great stories, and obviously the Raptors are one of them as well.
Well, if Denver keeps winning in the West, and if they end up compiling a top three record, which I suspect that they probably will at the end of it, people are going to be talking about Denver. Denver's for real. Nuggets are a tough out, man. I would not want to play that club, and they're just going to get better and better. What about Philadelphia? Jack, I really wanted to ask you, and I respect your opinion, and you've seen so much when it comes to the game of basketball. Have you ever seen anything like Markelle Fultz, though?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know the medical file and what's going on there. Now there's reports that there's some issues there medically. So I don't know. It's hard to say right now if it's a situation where it's actually is he hurt or is he injured, and that's a dramatic difference. And how much of this is just the reaction to the reaction to a tough start in his career, and now he doesn't know how to handle it. So you kind of say you're hurt when in fact you could play through it. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. They know it. I don't. But it's a shame. But here's the thing. I really believe this. You know, when you look at his collegiate team at University of Washington, they won nothing. And I think too often people get wowed by the beauty contest of a guy's talents. If you're that good in college and you're a point guard, your team should win. I think he won 8 games and they lost 20 at Washington. You'd have to double check my facts.
No, but your point's well made.
You know, and you look at a kid like T.J. McConnell, who played in the same conference in the Pac-12 and won a ton of games. Now, T.J. McConnell doesn't win the beauty contest, but I tell you what, if I'm coaching, I'm playing T.J. McConnell every chance I get over Markelle Fultz, because I think winning matters. And in any sport, forget the beauty contest and forget the vertical leap and all this nonsense and how fast you run the 40. I want guys that win.
With Jack Armstrong, I'm with you on that. And, I mean, Philly, they're winning, though, in spite of Fultz not being in the lineup. I mean, they would be scary good if we laugh about it. Even if they had Lonzo Ball over Marco Fultz, they'd be a much better team. I mean, we goof on Ball because of his dad and because of the noise, but that kid can play, to say nothing of Jason Tatum or any of the other picks that went after Marco Fultz. But when you look at the Raps and what went down last night, Nick Nurse on the sideline, man, this guy's getting teed up, and I like the passion. Quite frankly, I don't think he had a case. You know, I think if the roles were reversed last night when he got teed up, people would be rattled if a big, put their foot down when Kawhi was going up for a shot or Lowry was going up for a shot. I thought it was an appropriate call. I thought Valanciunas didn't give much room to land, and that's a dangerous play, and you don't want to see it. But I kind of like Nurse and how animated he's been.
He fights for his guys.
Right.
He stands up for his guys. He's a heck of a coach, and he really knows. I'm happy for him, the success he's had. He's a self-made man. He's a guy that's paid his dues and put his time in and grinded it out in a lot of places that aren't sexy. And you see this in our league a lot. We have a lot of guys that just get handed jobs as head coaches or assistant coaches in the league because they played in the league and, they're on lifetime scholarship. I mean, Nick Nurse is a guy that rolled up his sleeves and grinded it out and paid his dues and has carved out an outstanding coaching career. Now, he's the first guy to admit to you that he's the beneficiary right now in his first year of an outstanding roster. Usually when you get hired, you get a bad job.
Exactly.
That's how it works. And he's got a good job, but he's done an outstanding job with that good job. And last night's lesson to me, obviously the Raptors really struggled on the backboards. They struggled shooting the ball. But ultimately, the other thing that jumped out at me, and the Raptors are going to deal with this again tomorrow night against Philadelphia, when you have the best record in the league, and even though the Raptors a year ago had the number one seed in the East, they didn't have the best record in the league. It was Houston and Golden State. Those are the guys with the lofty resume. You are getting everyone's best shot now. Like, Philadelphia is going to come in here and throw haymakers. So you better be ready to stand in the middle of the ring for 15 rounds tomorrow night and not only give take haymakers, you better be able to throw them back. And that's the reality of it now, and that's a whole nother level now for the Raptors as an organization. It's heady stuff, but it's fun.
You know what, Jack? I watched Philly at the beginning of the year, and I had a lot of expectations when it came to the 76ers entering into the season, more so with the Boston Celtics. Boston's still trying to figure itself out. I didn't know where the Raptors would fit in. I knew they had 59 wins last year. They'd be good. But Philadelphia didn't impress me much at the beginning of the year. But now they've added Jimmy Buckets. And that's not to slight the 76ers. I just thought Toronto could handle them. How much better is Jimmy Butler make that club?
Well, you know, you add elite players make a dramatic difference because now you got Butler, Simmons, and Bede. And the question is for defenses, when you have players like that, they command that second defender. And when they command that second defender, and you got two or three of those guys, now you're scrambling defensively. And to me, I think in postseason competition, more than anything else, when you have multiple guys that can attract the second defender, and you got a world-class shooter like J.J. Redick, mm-hmm. and who's to say with the assets that they have, and they still have them available, that they don't pull another trade and get another perimeter shooter, you know, Philadelphia is super dangerous. And I think it's a five-team race in the East. I think the Raptors are outstanding, excellent, whatever positive adjective you want to give them. You got Philadelphia, you got Milwaukee, who the Raptors are going to see on Sunday. Don't sleep on them. Indiana, when they're healthy, you know, Victor Oladipo, when he's healthy, they're terrific. And Boston is starting to figure itself out right now. We got a terrific five-team race in the East, and a game like tomorrow night, it could be an Eastern Conference final preview. And every game counts. As much as everyone's excited right now about the Raptors and the season they're having, I think that number one seed, because I just mentioned those five teams, is going to be critical. To have home court as long as possible, in my opinion, is absolutely vital in the Eastern Conference this year. Without LeBron in the mix, every little edge that you can get is going to make a difference.
Great stuff, Jack. As always, enjoy the evening. Enjoy the event downtown. Say
thanks,
hi,
Jack.
For us, and we'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys.
Get
I'm
inside.
Go inside. I love the skyline of Toronto, but I'm going to go inside now and warm up.
Yeah, don't
get
blame
warm.
All right, man. Go Leafs tonight.
Boo!
Thank you, Jack. Get that garbage out of here, the booing. It's Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst. Resident Buffalo Sabres super fan.